From the governor on down, just about every elected official in Montpelier says Vermont needs more money for water quality projects. But that's where the agreement ends. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the issue of how to pay for water funding has turned into one of the most intractable policy debates of the 2018 legislative session.
It's been almost 3 years since Vermont passed its own version of the Federal Clean Water Act. But John Groveman with the Vermont Natural Resources Council says there's one big problem.
3 years down the road, we're no further along in terms of how to raise the money.
The 2015 legislation was a call to arms against the ecological fiascos playing out in some of the state's most treasured bodies of water, like Lake Champlain and Lake Carmi. But while the landmark law set out aggressive new water quality standards, it was silent on how to raise the billion or so dollars needed to achieve them. Last month, the Vermont Senate tried to move the ball forward by giving unanimous approval to what would be the third water quality funding study in the last 3 years. The bill would bring together some of the most powerful members of the Vermont legislature and give them until November to come up with a final funding plan. Groveman says he appreciates the spirit of the legislation.
But what it doesn't do is it doesn't identify the way we're going to raise the money.
I mean, I'm sympathetic. I'm one of those advocates who said we need to make sure we commit to long-term funding for the clean water in the state of Vermont.
Addison County Senator Chris Bray chairs the Senate Committee on Natural Resources. And at the beginning of the session, Bray was as bullish as Groveman on the need to get a funding plan in place before the end of the 2018 session. Bray, though, says he's since developed a deeper understanding of the issue.
What we don't need yet is more money. We need more money 18 months from now.
Bray says lawmakers have already secured more than $25 million for water quality projects for fiscal year 2019. And he says that'll keep efforts funded through the middle of next year.
We've never raised money 18 months ahead of its need. It's just not the way budgets work around here.
But not all lawmakers have given up on getting a funding plan in place this session. Here's what Westminster Representative David Dean has to say about the Senate's legislation.
It was less than we had hoped that the Senate would send us relative to moving into a real implementation phase of being able to raise and disperse money, put it on the ground to do projects.
So Dean, who chairs the House Committee on Natural Resources, says the House will likely adopt a more aggressive approach. Dean says his committee will use the Senate bill as a starting point
and move it closer to reality of actually raising funds and putting them on the ground to address water quality problems.
So what's that funding plan going to look like?
Well, that we don't know yet. That we don't know yet.
Aside from the thorny question of how to raise the revenue, Dean says there's another major hurdle lawmakers need to overcome.
How are we going to deal with this brick wall?
And that brick wall Dean's referring to there is Republican Governor Phil Scott. Scott says Vermont has plenty of time to come up with a funding plan. He says he'd reject any water funding proposal that lawmakers sent him this year. He says he'd even veto legislation that calls for a study of such a plan. Scott says he's committed to raising the $25 to $30 million a year Vermont will need over the next 20 years to pay for water quality improvements.
But I don't think the knee-jerk reaction should just necessarily be to just add another fee. Maybe there's a way to reduce spending in other areas.
Scott says as of now, he thinks organic growth in the underlying economy may yield enough growth in state revenues to pay for water funding without raising any new money. Water quality advocates like John Groveman say the governor's approach is mystifying.
It's unbelievably disappointing. I don't understand it. I really don't. It's not conservative to keep putting off an obligation that we have.
In the House, Dean says his committee could unveil a water funding plan as soon as this week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.